Time now for some live music, and I'm delighted to be joined in studio by Driven Snow, made up of the amazing dynamic duo of Ciara McGuinness and Emily Aylmer. Hello, guys. I know you've got some exciting news to share with us today, a little bit of an exclusive. But first, you're going to kick us off with a song from your debut album. What is it?
It's a song called Tonight You'll Find Me Lost. And so we've been doing a good few gigs now over the last little while. And it just seems to be, as Ciaran was saying to me earlier on, it's kind of become the centerpiece now of the gigs, you know, like, and it's a song, it's a personal song to me. Mm-hmm. It's about somebody I lost about 5 years ago, but, you know, it has just become this celebration of her life now, really. It was really hard to sing at the beginning.
Of course.
And now we find it's getting a really good response at gigs. You know, so, everyone talks
so
to us about it.
So many people have, you know, I suppose, encountered loss and bereavement. So the connection often with words, especially when sometimes you don't know how to describe how you feel yourself, that
this
you can connect with a song.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
You know what? Take it away.
Okay, thanks.
And know every step on the old main road, it's taken me back, oh, so many times. Sometimes drunk to my bones, sometimes with someone mostly alone.
I can see why so many people connect with that song. It was absolutely beautiful.
Thank
and I
you.
Can see the emotion in you singing that. I'm sure that probably never gets easier because
it doesn't really, no.
You know exactly the words and why you wrote them. But yeah. Like I've got tingles. It's genuinely a thing, tingles. I think people thank listening you. Can really appreciate the vulnerability as well to yeah, get up and sing that.
Really
so brave.
It.
Like
thank
that
you.
Is beautiful. I know I'll be searching for that after on my phone and keeping it. It just really is poignant.
Thank you.
What a year that you've had so far yourself and Ciarán. Like your debut album, A Kind of Dreaming, dropped in February. Can I just say you were named and won the albums of the year with the Irish Times. I mean, like that's incredible. But, you know, how have the last few months been for you both?
Hectic is kind of the first word that comes to mind. But no, I mean, we've been, it's like we had very, we didn't have many expectations when we released this album. It was a labour of love. We were so grateful to be able to do it. And then, you know, to get such great reviews when it came out and to be able to play such brilliant gigs and then to be named in that. Now, it was halfway through the year, but still.
Pretty impressive.
Where we were absolutely, we couldn't believe it. So we're just so grateful. And the response, like, for me particularly, because I've never written songs before this, like I've performed for many, many years, but I've never actually had a chance to write. Ciarán's kind of given me that confidence and the backing of it all, so it's been great. And then finally to be able to be playing gigs together, like we managed to get, I know it's not the priority, but we managed to get 3 nights away together.
Oh,
just
amazing.
To do gigs.
Yeah, just to tell people,
Jeff,
like, what are they talking about? They're husband and wife.
Yeah.
That's why they're looking to get the day. And
yeah.
Of course, like, you know, both of you, Ciarán the De Laurentiis from the De Laurentiis, and then Emily as well from Republic of Luz. So
yeah.
Like both of you had, I suppose, a very hectic, like you mentioned that word, type of gigging. But now you've kind of revised the way in which you gig. And like you mentioned earlier, you want to make it more intimate.
Oh, totally. It's completely different.
Yeah. And it's funny because Brezzy, shout out to Brezzy.
Yeah.
He heard the album and brought us on tour for his Where's My Mind
Amazing.
Podcast. And so suddenly, instead of playing pubs and clubs that we were used to, we were playing theatres. And then we kind of grew in confidence over those gigs, because it's more about the stories and the intimate connection that you have with people.
And sometimes that can be quite daunting, the intimacy of it. You know, the larger gigs, okay, you've got numbers, but the intimacy, you know, you've got the crowd right there in front of your face.
But you're sometimes, you know, you're playing to 200 people, sometimes you're playing to 900 people. But it's the stories and the connection and allowing yourself to let people in, sort of. And it's just kind of not something we've ever had before.
Yeah, I thought I wouldn't be speaking at all, but because I didn't ever in the back, you know, I was always in the background in previous bands, but now we've kind of, it's hard to get him to shut me up now most of the time.
Well, more of that,
and play
please,
the songs.
Emily, we are delighted to be here for you. And actually, speaking of like mentioning things, you have a special announcement today. Is it going to be you, Emily, delivering it?
No, I think Ciarán needs some time on the mic now.
What is the announcement?
No,
tell
it just we've had like this kind of really special kind of year of playing gigs, and it's grown, and I think we've kind of come to terms with, we kind of learned how to play, I think, and
what
who
suits
we are.
Us. Yeah, yeah,
brilliant.
Because we didn't know at the start who we would be when we stood out on stage. And it turns out that, you know, when I'm standing telling stories on stage and you're standing beside your wife, it's absolutely, you can only be yourself. There's no, there's
because
no bravado.
She knows
he's not getting away with anything.
So we're doing a kind of a theatre show. So, and it's something really special we put together. We're going to be playing in November the 16th in Smock Alley.
It's a gorgeous
beautiful venue.
Venue.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we've put together a night, and it's kind of, we're lucky because we have a lot of friends in our, you know, musical community. And we're going to come together, we've put a band together, 5-piece band. We're going to have poetry and spoken word, and we're going to have incredible music from artists like The Next New Low, who's an amazing Irish artist. We're going to have incredible visuals and a kind of artistic presentation from Andrea Cullen. And there's going to be lots of kind of surprises on the night, but not surprises like, you know, silly stuff, like really, like just that sort of intimacy.
You're going to be
that.
Opening up the address book as well, I think, getting loads of people down, rightly so.
But it's, so that's what we're doing. And
it'll be fun.
Yeah, we're really,
16th,
really looking forward to it.
16th of November. Are the tickets on sale when?
Tickets are on sale soon.
We're hoping.
You can't go wrong with that line. You can't go wrong with that line. I did actually hear that you were joking about releasing a set of nursery rhymes together on Spotify. I would download that with a 1-year-old.
Yes, well, this is it.
Please
and
do that.
Oh, and did you have a birthday? You had a birthday?
Did you have a recent birthday?
Yeah, my son had first birthday.
Our youngest Quiva is 6, or is 4 today, the 6th. Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
yeah, so, yeah.
Well, happy birthday.
And her grandfather, Ciarán's dad,
is
also a lovely 6, yeah.
He's 76 today.
Well, thank you so much for coming into studio. I know you're going to leave us with a cover of one of your favourite songs, so tell us about it before you jump in.
Yeah, we got to sing this about 2 weeks ago at one of Ciarán's best friends, my friends too, a Niall and Owen's wedding, and it was an old stunning song that I hadn't heard in years. I used to listen to this album when I was in second year in school and I loved it so much. So it's called A Delicate Web, and I do need the words for this one, unfortunately, but yes.
You so. Drive on. And again, just remember those nursery rhymes. We need that in the mix as well. And on the second album, maybe when you get time. No Take problem. It away in your own time.
Thanks, Anna.
Am I in the right key?
No.
Down one. Sorry. Okay, we'll go for this one.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Ready?
Yep.
Lady, in my every dream, so lovely. If you could only be beneath or above me, upstairs or downstairs, I'm gonna find your door. You cast such a binding spell, I'm forever trapped in a delicate web. I surrender. If I have to take a poison, it might as well be yours. I'm thinking of your smiling face. I'm thinking of your sweet taste. I'm thinking what I'm gonna say to you. Shines on the angels, shines on the ones who know. I pick up the telephone, start dialing. It rings, but there's no one home. Keep trying. I wanna hear your voice. I wanna hear you say my name.
There, Ciara McGuinness and Emily Aylmer, and of course brilliant accompaniment as well by Jeff Warner Clayton. Their debut album A Kind of Dreaming is out now, and of course a new gig in Smock Alley on November the 16th.